being disabled. According to that body, I have got particular type of people. Standard of being. See if you mean a being. But as soon as the body came, I get another body, the whole deity came. Now I may have a very comfortable body, American body, not the blood and the body. But it's like, according to my karma, we're preparing our next life. Suppose if I take the body of a dog, then my occupation will be to be told. Because allowing the body to be taken. So this occupational duty, they are not permanent. But I am done. Now I am not here, I am not an entity. By the destruction of this body, I am not the star. I remain, I simply enter another world. I, a spirit soul, I remain, just like I am saying. Different bodies in this land. And as it says, I enter another one. As this one says, Saraswati, according to the body, he's acting. He's acting sometimes nonsense. But he takes his reality. He can see that. But the same nonsense he carries, too. In another body, a grown-up body, that is really in this child body, he is naked. No people in there. But when she is grown-up, when she is lady or she is long dead, she becomes naked. That is really. But here in this life also you see, according to the change of the body, the duty is changed. That's what it is at stake. So, this body is changing, that's a fact. Tathāde āntaraṁ prāpti hīra satyanam. Just like in this life, we are changing different types of body. Similarly, the āntaraṁ prāpti, another one. These actors do not understand the simple rule. Simple logic they cannot understand. But still, they are using. What is the proof there is transmigration of the soul? Here is the proof. Now, this guy, Saraswati, when she is a grown up lady, will not act like that. But everyone will accept as Saraswati, the same Saraswati. A father, mother, relative, anything. Yeah. Saraswati has got another form. So what is the difficulty to understand this life? That the soul is immortal and the body is changing. What is the difficulty? Besides, understand you have to preach. Immortality of the soul, transmigration of the soul. What is the difficulty? Simple logic. What is the difficulty? Can anyone say? Nothing can do. Is he able to convince others?
People will argue that just because the child develops to a certain stage, what is the indication that will develop after that stage? I mean, in other words, if I go from birth, youth, old age, then what is to say that I am again going to use? They do the same one step logic. How I am going to use? Simply I will go again.
That is an example is given. Just like this garment I'm using. So when this becomes too old, gone, something, then freedom, I take another. What is the difference? When this body I'm growing or changing, whatever it is, can say. But when it is no more, why give it? I give that. I take another. What is the difference?
The materialist example thinks, well, I'm voluntarily giving up my clothes, but I'm involuntarily giving up my body. And the moment
voluntarily, that is another thing. Yes. Just like a child does not know that his coat is useless. The mother comes and changes to that. That will be changing, that's the fact. Yes. It doesn't matter whether you are changing voluntarily or involuntarily. That is not the important thing. You are changing, that's the fact. Yes?
What's going on with that? We can see that that's what the change in the times of the little girl now for the world that we have seen it both times. At the time of death,
so why do you believe so much? Your rascal eyes. That is the answer.
Uh-huh.
You think that your eyes are perfect? There are many types of things. Not that simply to glaring outside you can see. You can see what is Saraswati you are seeing in the world. What is Saraswati, do you know? So what you are seeing? You are seeing the body. So what is the power of your seeing? There is another body, super body, subtle body. Can you see the mind? But everyone has got mind. Can you see intelligence? But everyone has got intelligence. So what is the power of your seeing? Why you are so much proud of your seeing, nonsense seeing?
If our seeing is imperfect, we can see the change of body, but we cannot see change besides transmigration.
Yeah, you cannot see anything. Your power of seeing is so limited that you cannot see anything. Therefore, we have to see through Krishna, through Bhagavad Gita. We are seeing the sun, just like it is. But when you see through astronomy, then you will understand it is 1400,000 times bigger than the star. So what is the power of the thing? Why you are so much proud of things? This is nonsense. Why the body is true? To learn how to see. Why you can sit down. Anyone who hasn't got I have never taken an education. He sees and a perfect MAPHD person sees. Is that all right? That's the same thing. Then why are you proud of your nonsense thing? This is the answer. You have to prepare your eyes to see. Your argument on the imperfect experience of the senses has no value. Yes, every moment. That is medical science. Every second we are changing body. We are changing the substance of blood and therefore my body is changing. Yes, immediately. It is just like it is said that you forward one step when you see that the forward step is right place, then you take out the other step. Like this. And you find this is solid, then you take it out. Then you put it away. It is like that. So, at the time of death, as soon as it is settled, that this soul should have to the, migrate to second set body by superior. It is not in my hand. Devanatra. Devanatra means by superior examination. That is called the day of judgment in the Bible. Whether this soul is going to hell or heaven, that is the day of judgment. But they have insufficient knowledge, therefore they think that all these souls after death, they lie down for perpetual. It is not that. Actually, the judgment is there, immediately. And he takes another course. Either hell or hell. Not that he has to wait for the day of judgment. Immediately the day of judgment. It is not linear, it is not ordinary soul that you have to wait for your judgment for 3 years. No, immediately. Immediately it is settled up and the soul is transferred to the father and that is material process. How the body will grow, that is also arranged by prakriti, by nature under the direction of the Supreme. Just that if you have to change something, so you have to secure different colors, different similarly, the particular type of body the soul will get, how the three manufacture, that is also by superior intelligence. And the soul is put into the formula of a particular type of father, and that quality of the semina mixed with the father's secretion, and that they grow. This is the arrangement. Sabhaviti Balakriyasa. Sabhaviti. You have to think how this body will be manufactured. That Krishna is so intelligent, his potency is so great. This soul should get set up as body. Immediately it is manifested and something. This is Krishna's intelligence. Prasa Shakti Divide Yoshiya. You cannot manifest it. But under Krishna's direction, there are certain energies which can immediately manifest. But the last verse is automatically spiritual. What is automatic? There is brain, there is energy, there is discretion, there is judgment, with all these things, the universe will come out, will come out. Not blind. The last verse they see, it is coming out blind. Now, how much the mechanism is there in the body that they are working so nicely. Two kinds of secretions mix and immediately they get energy. The mother is eating, from that eating, the child is also eating. The intestine is connected. You know. How much mechanical arrangement is there? Can any medical scientist can explain this is matter? Isn't this is matter? Let them manufacture outside this body, another body. No. suppose we have to manufacture something, a small watch. That particular watch has to be manufactured. But Krishna has taken so nicely the two machines, one main machine, one small machine, that joining and so many machines are coming. Not that each and every particular machine body has to be captured. Krishna has made so nice arrangements. His intelligence is so fast. The potency is there that one male machine, one female machine. And it is producing unlimited number of machines. You have to manufacture a machine, a car in the factory, in so many ways. This is Krishna's intelligence. Parasu Sakti Jindhai Vasti Vasti. How nice intelligence. How his energies are acting. So who can explain? Therefore, Achinta. Achinta means inconceivable. Now, unless we accept Krishna's inconceivable energy, we cannot understand Krishna. There is no person. Inconceivable. Achinta. Everything is Achinta. So, Achinta Khulgi Bhava Natasakti Nadhire. This is the invention of the Veda. Things which are beyond your thinking. Don't talk nonsense. Don't put nonsense arguments to understand it. Better access it. Therefore, we have to accept the Vedic knowledge. Without any arguments. That is knowledge. Perfect knowledge. That we can come to Guru Mirva, we will say. And one who has got a spiritual master, a spark in the Vedic knowledge, that is like the sufficient. That we can come to Guru Mirva, we will say. That we must approach the spiritual master. You know, to understand that time. Samitpani, Surityam, Memanishtha. This is your sense. These things, how you can calculate? By argument. Therefore, they are called nastic. If it means one who does not believe in the body of the Deva, that is called atheist. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Vedana Maniya Bodha Hoyura Nasti. Bodha, the Buddhi. Buddhi, although he accepts Lord Buddha as incarnation, but at the same time, he accepts as Gnostic. Ethics. How Krishna becomes ethic, that is Krishna's concept. But we have to study what he is doing. One side, he is acting as ethic. That is his policy. That is also explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sammohaya, Sriradhikam. That is his analysis. He has become a thief. Because he has to preach among other atheist class of men. He becomes an atheist. Yes, there is no doubt.